Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Hogan Campus Center at the College of the Holy Cross, it's the Crusaders Coaches Show, presented by JMB Financial Advisors and Stephen Lavallette, Holy Cross Class of 1978. Here's your host, Dick Lutzk.
Live from Crossroads in the Hogan Campus Center at the College of the Holy Cross, it's the Crusaders Coaches Show, brought to you by JMB Financial Advisors on 1440 WEEI. I'm your host, Alex Vespoli, filling in for the great Dick Lusk, who's on assignments with Holy Cross men's basketball. Happy to be with you on this Tuesday night. Great lineup of coaches and student-athletes tonight. We're going to talk women's basketball with head coach Bill Gimmons, swimming with head coach Jeff Barlock. But first, we're going to kick things off with the interim director of athletics at the College of the Holy Cross, Brendan Sullivan. Brendan, thanks for joining us tonight.
Absolutely, Alex. Thank you for having me.
So for folks who are getting to know you, give us an idea, a little bit about your background. Tell us some folks about your background here.
Sure. So I've been at Holy Cross for 4 years, been in this profession for almost two decades, and had the good fortune. And great, wonderful place and great student athletes and a great institution, but an opportunity to go to Holy Cross and to work in a Division I environment that values academics along with athletics was something that was always of interest to me. And when the opportunity opened up, it was something I was eager to apply for, and some good conversations with Nate about the opportunity to come here. Being a Massachusetts native, I know Holy Cross. I've lived here my entire life, but for some years at college at Notre Dame. So to know the brand that is Holy Cross and know the high academics and the successful athletics, and to be part of a team that is looking to rekindle some of that winning ways and elevate the program, and that's what we've been able to be a part of here over the last 5 years. And obviously much credit goes to Nate in his work there and moving our team forward, and I'm humbled and look forward to the opportunity to serve in this role.
You know, one thing that's notable just about working in college athletics is, you know, when the students are away, it's just, it feels like the campus is dead. Now that classes are back in session, you have students all around. I think that's probably where most people who work in college athletics get a real thrill, being around the student athletes and feeling that buzz from them and their participation and getting better and better.
Sure. You're absolutely right. Having our students here, whether it be our student athletes or our general student population, brings a vibrancy to our campus. You know, we're all invested in Holy Cross athletics because we have a passion for it, but it's for the opportunities before our student athletes to help them grow, help them have potential for success. Our teams have been here, you know, many returned the day after Christmas. You know, they got a small break there with our basketball teams and our hockey teams. And then a number of our spring teams returned as well in early January to get going on their season. So you're absolutely right. It brings a vibrancy to our campus and also to our games. You know, I'm excited for this weekend, first games back on campus with our students, and hopefully that student section will be loud and proud.
Yeah, and we'll talk about a very big weekend here at the College of the Holy Cross. But, you know, before arriving in Worcester, as you mentioned, you were at Stonehill College. You were the athletic director there. What were some of the lessons you learned from being in that position for so long and getting here? What have you tried to apply, or what do you plan on trying to apply in your position right now here at Holy Cross?
Sure. I had the privilege of a great mentor at Stonehill, and her name was Paula Sullivan. No relation, though folks thought we were related. And she was the longtime women's basketball coach there and an absolute Hall of Famer here in the Division II level and throughout collegiate sports. And I was able to follow her, but she still stayed at the institution in an administrative role. So it was great to have her there as a guide, you know, as becoming an athletic director for the first time. That broad-based success is what I'm most proud of. But the other moments where you realize, you know, the success that your students have after graduation. you know, at Stonehill, certainly more than Holy Cross, we weren't sending our students to professional, you know, sports opportunities often. We would occasionally have a young man or woman go pursue basketball overseas, but for the great majority, they were going off to whatever their chosen profession was. So to go see them have success, and then also to come back to our alumni events. You know, I think it's certainly different here at Holy Cross when you look at Jimmy Murray with the Kansas City Chiefs. Peter Puyos is going to start with the American Football League here in the spring. Malcolm Miller in the NBA, and I know we have a breadth of other Holy Cross former basketball players playing at different levels in different countries. So I think those opportunities are greater here. But at the same point, they also at some point will have that and do have that Holy Cross degree to fall back on and pursue whatever they choose. We had a women's basketball event on Saturday, an alumni event, and there were alums from, you know, the mid-'80s under Coach Gibbons' first years up through, you know, the last couple of years. So to see those women come back and to celebrate and to remember what Holy Cross meant to them and to be here to support our current student-athletes, those are the most impactful moments for me when you realize, you know, I know we'll talk later, but we're celebrating 175th year of Holy Cross this year. So Holy Cross as athletics has existed long before, and it will exist long in the future beyond this current period, and realizing that we have to protect those opportunities and enhance those opportunities in that tradition.
Well, again, it just goes, it's beyond the 4 years in terms of the connection. When you're a student athlete here, it goes well beyond that, and it's always great to see alumni get involved once again back with the program. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that pride factor is absolutely especially big. Let's talk a little bit about Nathan Pine, who last week introduced as the new athletic director at the Air Force Academy, and just about his accomplishments and what do you think is the lasting image for what Nathan did in his time here at Hampus?
It certainly doesn't end, but it starts with the indelible physical mark he left on this campus with the Luth Athletic Complex. That is a transformational project for this department and for this college. You know, it positions our student athletes in our programs with training facilities, support facilities, and just practice and competition facilities that are at the top of our class in terms of an FCS level institution. And it will reap rewards, you know, not years, but decades into the future. One of my greatest moments here has been, you know, as we've moved into that building and you see people come up for games and you just see them walk around, and there's a long hallway that kind of goes down to some great windows that overlook the indoor practice facility, and just the wow look on people's faces of this is what we were able to accomplish at Holy Cross through some great generosity from the Luth family and other key supporters. So it certainly starts with Nate's imprint on this campus, but he's done other things, you know, well beyond that. You know, I think he's really positioned our department as a Division I institution. You know, with our portfolio of sports, we try to do a lot. But he's also professionalized some of our operations and some of the behind the scene things that you don't see in terms of policies and procedures that just position ourselves well to address issues or take advantage of opportunities. And in my role previously, you know, overseeing the finances, making sure that we're using those precious resource dollars as best we can to support our student athletes. So, and further to that point, when we start talking about resources, when Nate arrived, our Crusader Athletic Fund was doing about $500,000 or $600,000 a year. That in the last 2 years has exceeded $2 million.
Wow.
So in an era where resources are important, the finances of higher education are changing, to be able to generate three times what we have been doing in contributions is so impactful to our 700 student athletes. You know, that right now comprises about 15% of our budget. And if those dollars weren't there, you're looking at severe cuts in what we're able to do for our students. And we'll talk about that more when we talk about what's coming up this weekend. But that's just a significant enhancement to what we can provide and position them for their success.
Here with Brendan Sullivan, the interim athletics director here at the College of the Holy Cross. And, you know, Brendan, when you invite people to learn a little bit more about you and your style, do you have a style of leadership that you try and enact? Is there a way that you go about your business and try and lead other folks as an administrator and athletic director in the past and now interim director of athletics?
You said it well, I think, earlier, where it requires a team effort. So that's how I look at our group and our team, both of administrators and coaches. First and foremost, I'm not going to ask my staff to do anything that I'm not comfortable doing or anything that I wouldn't do as well. I think that's important as a leader. Second, it's critical to communicate. We had a department meeting today and, you know, talking about the transition period. And, you know, all of these people are invested in Holy Cross Athletics and their career path and their career opportunities. And periods of transition and change can be uneasy for folks. So I think the best way to address that is over-communicate, both in this time, but then throughout as we move forward. So I think those are two critical areas to what I look at. And then I have to be humble enough to realize I'm not the expert in everything. I do have experience, and I've sat in the athletic director seat. But at the same point, we hire experts in their respective areas. And my objective is to manage them and make sure that we make the best decision, you know, as if we have options or choices, and that we're putting our resources where we are. But I think any good leader has to realize the humility that you're not the expert in areas. Certainly our coaches in their particular sport have years more experience than I may have in their strategy in those. My goal is to make sure that they're thinking through, making the right choices, making the right decisions, and that we're also making the right decision for the institution in, you know, whether it be a small thing or a much larger issue or matter.
We're here at the crossroads at the Hogan Campus Center at the College of the Holy Cross, and we're here with Brendan Sullivan. We're going to take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about what's coming up this weekend. Reminder, the Holy Cross men's basketball team back in action Saturday, January 26th, 3 o'clock. They take on the Navy Midshipmen. It's the annual winter homecoming game. First 1,000 fans will receive a free Holy Cross rally towel courtesy of Unibank. And whether it's a checkup, a follow-up, or a what's up, making a doctor's appointment has never been easier with UMass Memorial Healthcare. The new online appointment finder lets you choose a doctor and schedule care from anywhere. Just visit www.umassmemorial.org/appointment to find a primary care or specialty physician ready when you are, 24/7, the care you need with the convenience you deserve. Current patients and new patients, visit umassmemorial.org/appointment or call 855-UMASS-MD to schedule care from anywhere. UMass Memorial Healthcare is the official sports medicine provider of Holy Cross Athletics. When we come back, continue talking with interim AD Brendan Sullivan about the important happenings within Crusader Athletics. You're listening to the Crusaders Coaches Show on 1440 WEEI and Facebook Live.
JMB Financial Advisors are proud to be a part of Holy Cross Athletics. JMB Financial Advisors, LLC, providers of intelligent capital for real estate investors, developers, and owners. JMB Financial Advisors can be found on the web at jmbfinancialadvisors.com. Or you can contact Steve Lovelett, Class of 78, the College of the Holy Cross, by email at lovelett@jmb.com.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now through September 20th, bring your number and get $100 for each leased phone. That's right, $100 on a prepaid MasterCard from MetaBank, member FDIC, for each leased phone when you switch a phone number over to Sprint. Register for the card online and you're good to go. And with Sprint's Unlimited Basic, you'll enjoy special features that include TV from Hulu, mobile hotspot, and DVD quality streaming. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
One Hulu Limited commercial plan per account. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Video streams up to 480p. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply. Card terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
Some doors are massive, some are tiny, some are inspiring or grand, others not so much. At Unibank, a door is the path to a family's dream home. It's the face of a small business. Open a door at Unibank and you'll find a unique place, a bank that listens to you and finds answers, all to help you write your own success story. Unibank, bank different, bank unique. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Winter will be back sooner than you think. If you were left out in the cold last winter, now's the time to think about making the switch to a home heating provider with over a century of experience in Worcester, C.K. Smith Superior. They delivered in the worst of conditions last winter. Call them today and ask about how they can keep you comfortable this winter. Call 508-753-1475 or online at ckSmithSuperior.com.
If you haven't heard the news, all-you-can-eat pizza and pasta is back at Papa Gino's for just $5.99. Yum.
That's all you can eat cheese slices. Pepperoni slices. And pasta marinara. That is so good. All for just $5.99 per person every Sunday through Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m. when you dine in. Yum. It is a deal so good, you may have to break that rule about talking to a mouthful. All you can eat, just $5.99 at Papa Gino's. Pizza the way it should be.
We now return to the Holy Cross Crusaders Coaches Show on Sports Radio 1440 WEEI with your host, Dick Lutsk.
Welcome back to the Crusader Coaches Show presented by JMB Financial, live from Crossroads in the Hogan Campus Center at the College of the Holy Cross. We spent last segment getting to know Interim Director of Athletics Brendan Sullivan. We'll talk a little bit about some of the important happenings going on here in Worcester, but first we're going to get to know you a little bit better, Brendan. What is something that most people don't know about you?
Ooh, I could go a couple different ways with this one, but I guess working in athletics, I didn't have the privilege of having a great athletic career as a young man.
Join the club.
Maybe that's why we find our way into athletics in different ways. I will say this: I hold a distinction in 2004 of finishing dead last in the Boston Marathon.
Wow.
6 hours, 45 minutes, and 19 seconds in the 2004 Boston Marathon. The next day I went and looked in the paper and started from the back and didn't move my finger very far on that. But finished, and I'm proud to say that I was able to do that for a charity tournament, and certainly with what the Boston Marathon, I grew up in Boston and still live there actually, with what that means to the city then, and certainly after 2013 to be able to be a part of that event and to say I had the distinction of finishing last is something I look back on often.
So again, we're here with the interim AD, but also a marathoner in Brendan Sullivan. You can call yourself that.
I can.
You finished it, right?
There you go.
You know, you made it all the way through, 26.2. That's more than I can say. Well, starting this Friday, January 25th, and running through midnight, Saturday, January 26th, Holy Cross will be hosting a college-wide giving challenge to celebrate 175 years of Holy Cross difference makers and raise funds in support of the next generation of difference makers. And athletics will be participating, including running some individual sport-driven challenges. And just want to get an idea, tell us a little bit more about this program and how important donating and giving is to the athletic department in general.
We talked about it a little bit earlier, Alex, with how impactful CAF has been to our program, raising over $2 million over the last 2 years. And when you really break it down, this event last year, two athletics brought in 1,999 donors. On the year, we had approximately 4,100 donors. So, you know, in raising $2 million, half of our donations, and not necessarily half of our money, but half of our participation, which is so critically important to the institution, arrived on this day. So that speaks to how valued that is to us from a participation and an opportunity standpoint. The institution itself had just over 6,100 last year, so we're hoping to break those as well. But the dollars raised, you know, it leads to increases in our budget. We talked earlier about, you know, our teams coming back to start their spring seasons. Our men's and women's swimming team went down to Florida. Our men's and women's rowing team also went down to Florida for training trips here over the earlier part of this month. Trips like that aren't fundable without excess resources into our budget. And that goes across all of our programs and, you know, goes across all different types of things, whether it's our women's volleyball team going to California this year for a trip. Our football program was able to purchase iPads, which they use as playbooks and calendars for their program. Various recruiting opportunities, getting our coaches on the road to maybe special tournaments, all of the video software that our coaches use to break down film and share with our students. That's an evolving market that has higher prices. So the resources that we're able to garner and help and support our students is very important.
Well, and you bring up the breadth of the sports. It's not like when those donations come in, they're only going to, you know, the more higher profile sports like football. They're going to, you know, the swimming and diving team, the volleyball, basketball as well. And, you know, that's just as important from an athletic director perspective and an athletic department perspective to know that all of these different sports are being supported fully as best they can.
Absolutely. You know, in any person has the right to designate their gift to a particular sport of choice. So if you choose the field hockey program or the men's golf program, that is where that dollar is going to go and be spent. And then for those that feel to give generally, we have the Fund for Athletic Excellence. And that gives us the opportunity to take advantage of things for certain programs that might not be able to raise all of those resources. or to fund important department initiatives. We have great partnerships, leadership partnerships with Victory Academy, a group that comes in and does some very good programming for our students. We also have a partnership with a group called The Program that comes in and does kind of more short-based military-type leadership development programs. You know, those are able to do through NCAA grants, but then also through some funds through our department. The other great event has been at the end of the year, we've added the Crusader Awards Show. Again, being able to allocate some money in that budget to celebrate our successes and bring our student athletes together. It's funny, we talk about being a group and being a community, yet there are very few moments where all 700 student athletes, all 100 plus employees come together, and there's about two or three at the time of year, and to get together at the end of the year and celebrate that is always great.
And so this weekend's event, the College-Wide Giving Challenge, that's going to come around winter homecoming here this weekend. A lot going on. Two events on tap set on the Hart Center on Saturday, Senior Day for men's and women's swimming at 1, and then men's basketball hosts Navy at 3. What type of atmosphere are you expecting this weekend at the Hart Center?
It's always one of the best days of the year to have those, and to have those two athletic events anchor that day. As I said earlier, college is celebrating our 175th anniversary, so there's a large function in the Blaney Gym. We're actually using that space for an institutional function to celebrate and help some of our volunteers and thank them for what they've been doing. But then it's broad-based. You know, you look at the Varsity Club, who's been a great partner with Holy Cross Athletics in honoring and recognizing our tradition. They'll gather on Saturday morning as a group and as a committee and pick the Hall of Famers for the next year's class. We've got our Crusader Athletic Fund Executive Committee getting together for one of their annual meetings to talk about how they can continuously improve. We have a men's basketball alumni event as well. So all of these things that book around it, we have another reception for men's and women's tennis alumni, for President's Council members, CAF donors. So just building that excitement and building that pride around Holy Cross. And then what I think is wonderful and obviously planned is it's at a time when school is back in session. So, you know, to have our students who hopefully will come up to the game and see all of this alumni support and all of these people so willing to come back and remember their time and celebrate Holy Cross.
There was a big announcement that came last week regarding the women's hockey program. Longtime head coach Peter Van Vuskirk is announcing his retirement at the end of this upcoming season, the 2018-19 season. He's been there for so long, both on the men's and women's side, of course, but what has he meant to Holy Cross and Holy Cross hockey?
We've had the benefit of having Peter for that long, you know, and the mark that he leaves not only on hockey and both programs, as you said, being a head coach of both for distinct periods, but then just his humility and his leadership, his knowledge, his love of Holy Cross that is clearly evident when you meet him. Again, I've been here for 4 years, so Peter has been here combined 34 years. So I saw him at his tail end of his time at Holy Cross. But all of that is very present, his love for Holy Cross and what he's been able to do here and grow hockey, you know, being the head coach of the women's program for nearly two decades and taking them from not having a league and being a very small program to now being in the preeminent Division I conference in the country is a great tradition and a great legacy for him in looking at our program. I had the opportunity to be there when he told the team that he was retiring, and they were, you know, to a person, happy for him, you know, grateful for bringing them to Holy Cross, but also grateful for this opportunity in Hockey East. You know, from a record perspective, the season may not have gone as we have hoped, but, you know, the effort is continuously there, and we're working towards, you know, improving and moving forward. And as I said, you know, Peter right now has 462 wins over his 29 years as a head coach at Holy Cross, and when I spoke to the team, it was 462 and counting. You know, there's some opportunities here to send him out appropriately. So can't say enough about the individual, and in today's world, to have the loyalty of 34 years is not something you often hear of, and kudos to him and his commitment to Holy Cross, and also to his family. You know, as you said, being in athletics is not a 9-to-5 position, and being in coaching is not. It's a it's a family decision, so we're grateful to his family for sharing him with us for 34 years.
Yeah, and he's been so tremendous for the program. And the silver lining of him not being with the program anymore is that there will be some continuity with the associate head coach, Katie LaChapelle, taking over as head coach. And obviously to have that type of continuity and leadership returning, you know, really keeps the program on that same plan, on the ascent. And it just give fans a little bit more knowledge as to what they're expecting from Katie LaChapelle as she takes reins of the program after this season.
Sure. As I said to the team that day, the shortest head coaching search I've done in my career. Peter announced his retirement. 10 seconds later, I stood before the team and announced that Katie was going to be their next head coach. And, you know, we're really fortunate to have someone of Katie's pedigree take over our program as we continue in Hockey East. She joined us after 9 years at Boston University, one of the preeminent programs in Hockey East and in the country. During that time, you know, she was part of 5 Hockey East championships. 6 NCAA tournaments. She has coached in 2 national championship games at Boston University. So that experience is unparalleled, and we're thrilled that somebody of that pedigree, again, was interested in coming to Holy Cross, and it's a credit to the program and the opportunity to lead. But then you go beyond that. You know, we talk about finding the right fit and finding the right culture. You know, she has that experience in Hockey East. She also played at Providence, was a team captain. So, again, all those leadership skills that you're looking for, and then you just meet her and you know her ability to connect and to keep talking about her kudos. She's had a long relationship with the U.S. national team, has won and been a part of 3 teams of the U18s that have won gold medals at world championships. So when you put all of that on paper, and we were able to attract her as an associate head coach with the potential that this could happen at some point, but no, that she's a very valuable and very skilled coach. We're fortunate to be able to raise her or elevate her to that position. And, you know, as we talk about, or as I talk about in the department, you know, our role as administrators is to help them. We want a department that's, you know, student-athlete-focused, coach-driven, and a coach with that credential can really drive a program. And then we as administrators are there to assist them moving forward. So as we continue to keep the student-athlete paramount, make sure the coach is well-equipped, and then we're there to help and lead and move them forward.
It'll be exciting to see how the hockey program continues to improve here over the rest of this season, of course, in the coming years as it continues to grow here in Hockey East, where it's tough sledding, but, you know, it's the best hockey conference in women's hockey and, of course, on the men's side as well. So the women's ice hockey team, by the way, continues the inaugural season as a member of Hockey East on Sunday, January 27th. That's at the Hart Center. They take on the UNH Wildcats, 1 o'clock. For more information and to secure your tickets, visit GoHolyCross.com. Brendan Sullivan, Interim Director of Athletics, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alex, and thank you for what you do for our department and our student athletes.
Thank you. When we come back, we'll talk swimming and diving. You're listening to the Crusaders Coaches Show on 1440 WEEI and Facebook Live.
Wash your car every day with the Unlimited Wash Pass from Golden Nozzle, starting at only $14.99 per month. The Unlimited Wash Pass from Golden Nozzle is quick, convenient, and can be used at any Golden Nozzle location across New England. Sign up in person or online at goldennozzlecarwash.com.
We love social media, maybe even more than your aunt, who never stops commenting on your pictures from 3 years ago. But at KM, we still prefer our experiences to be firsthand. So we're lighting up the grill, firing up the good times, and social networking on the lawn for a change. Family crafted since 1909 in Chelsea, Mass., we've been bringing people together for 4 generations. So pick up a pack or 10 of KM Franks at your grocer today. KM, together we grill.
Silver Fox is proud to be the transportation partner for Holy Cross Athletics, carrying student athletes to New York, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., and throughout New England. Since 1978, Millbury-based Silver Fox is the area's leader in tours and chartered coaches. Their drivers are characterized by their friendliness and enthusiasm, and your safety is their top priority. From local destinations to Canada, Florida, and as far west as Chicago, Silver Fox is your group transportation solution. SilverFoxCoach.com.
Hi, I'm Gordy Lockbaum with the Sullivan Group. At Sullivan Insurance Group, we have one game plan. Provide our clients a full line of insurance products and risk management services to allow them to make the best decisions in managing risk. We've been committed to providing exceptional customer service through honesty and respect for over 50 years, specializing in insurance and risk management for individuals and businesses. Give us a call at 1-800-649-1553 or visit us online at sullivangroup.com.
Wash your car every day with the Unlimited Wash Pass from Golden Nozzle Car Wash. The Unlimited Wash Pass is quick, convenient, and can be used at any Golden Nozzle location across New England, including Grove and Lincoln Streets in Worcester and Green Street in Milford. Visit GoldenNozzleCarWash.com.
You're listening to the Holy Cross Crusaders Coaches Show with Dick Lutz on Sports Radio 1440 WEEI.
Coaches Show presented by J&B Financial Advisors. We're here at Crossroads at the Hogan Campus Center on the College of the Holy Cross, and we are joined by members of the men's swimming and diving swim team, including head coach Jeff Barlock and Caroline Boddy with Sean Severson. Severson got it right on the second try. Want to talk a little bit about your season, first season as the head coach here for this program after a couple of years as an assistant. Jeff, if you could just give us an idea how your season is going. You men second place at the Worcester City Championship in October, a win over Manhattan in a dual meet. The women also first place at that city championship and have dual meet wins over Siena, Manhattan, Providence. Give us an idea how things are going your first season at the helm.
I think things are going very well. We got off to a great start, and there's been some bumps in the roads, but I think one of our top finishes was at the Worcester Cities. Our women reclaimed the title this year, which was a big deal for us.
And, swimming is such an interesting sport to me as a coach, because here you are coaching a team that does so many different things. It's a little bit like, you know, a football coach has so many different positions on the roster, and you've got different strokes. You've got diving as well, which I know is taken care of by the diving coach. But as a head coach, what is your philosophy on coaching and, you know, trying to be a mentor and available and a resource to all of these swimmers when they're different styles, different types, and, of course, men's and women's team as well?
Yeah, we have quite a diverse group. Philosophy-wise, though, swimming's unique in that we don't practice plays. We don't talk about different defenses, offenses. It's all about training. So providing the proper training for the kids, and then it's up to them to put the work in and hopefully see the results at the end of the season. We just came off of a long stretch. Our season is also very long. We start our first practice the first day of classes, so August 29th this year. And we don't end until the third week of February. So we do have a hiatus over Christmas break, but we head south to Florida and train for a week there. We do double sessions every day, so the kids are in the water 4 hours a day, and then continue that over our break. So we just wrapped that up last week, and now we get into one practice a day and start focusing on our championship at the end of the season.
Where did you go in Florida?
We're in the Palm Beach area, Palm Beach Gardens.
All right. So
we lucked out this year with the weather.
I want to ask you, Sean, a little bit about, you know, your career in swimming. You know, just to let folks know, you're IMer, breaststroker.
Yep.
That means you swim pretty much everything, and you're the same, Caroline. And I know that that's a very challenging slate because you've got to be good at everything. You can't just specialize on one thing. But I ask you a little bit about your background. You know, most kids learn how to swim when they're young. What led you into competitive swimming?
So for me, it started just swimming during the summer seasons. I swam with the local team, and I was actually approached by my coach for that team, and he asked me to join a year-round club team. So that's kind of where my journey began. And then that was 12 years ago, and I've pretty much been doing it year-round ever since.
And Caroline, same question for you. How did you get involved?
Definitely. Pretty much the same thing, actually. I started with summer swimming when I was like 5 or 6. And then, like, into my teenage years, I joined, like, a local club team that was actually coached by, like, the same person who coached my high school and the same person who coached my summer team. So it all kind of came full circle in that way.
And you're from Dover, Massachusetts. You were a terrific high school swimmer. I know the Boston Globe recognized you as an All-Scholastic honorable mention all 4 years in high school. And you decided to stay in Massachusetts and swim here locally. And what do you think the highlight has been for you over your 4 years swimming here on the women's team?
I think winning Worcester Cities this year was definitely a big highlight. That's always been a super fun meet. But this year, we really made that a goal, recognizing Barry, who had retired the previous season. His dad actually created the meet in like the 60s or something, and so we really wanted to win that meet this year for him, and it was really exciting to be able to do that.
And Sean, what will you look back on? You know, obviously, your number one highlight could still be coming here over the next month or so, but what would you say are kind of your top moments from your time here?
I'd probably say sophomore year Patriots, we finished eighth, which was a huge deal because I think before that our best place finish was ninth. So just kind of like watching the team come together and rally around that was probably the best team experience I've had as a part of men's swimming.
Jeff, you know, for your group here this year, you know, the goals of course are individual for these guys to be able to swim the top times they can possibly do, but from a team perspective, I'm sure you have goals as well for what you'd like to see each men and women's team accomplish here. And of course, you said Patriot League Championships coming up in about a month. Were there goals that you had coming into the season and goals that you still have right now with a little bit of about a month or so to go left in your year?
Yeah, I of course have my short-term goals and my long-term goals, and the objective this season was kind of to get my feet wet as a head coach, and no pun intended, but, and have winning seasons. So our women are on the brink of doing that. If we're successful this Saturday, they will have a winning season, officially have a winning season, and our men are just going to fall just short of that if they win. But a lot of our work, all of our hard work, like I said, six-month season, all the yardage we put in, the end game is at Patriot League Championships. And our championships with the Patriot League, there's 10 teams that participate in swimming, and it's a very, very competitive meet. As I tell all the kids, it's probably the fastest meet that they will ever participate in. So our goal is to move up that ladder. We're at the bottom, and we recognize that, but we're not satisfied with that. So our goal this year is we have three teams that I've targeted that we want to beat. We want to take down Colgate, American, and Lafayette.
You know, one thing about swimming, and for those that don't know, you know, that don't pay much attention to college swimming, is the world of swimming is getting faster and faster. It seems like every single year you see the standards drop, the cuts for A's and B's to get into NCAAs keep dropping, and, you know, relay times keep dropping. But you guys are getting faster as well, as you're saying, you're on that improvement path. But does it amaze you sometimes when you look and see how this sport has improved from where it was even, you know, 15 years ago with where the times are now?
From when I swam 30 years ago, yeah. you know, there's certain things that they can do to improve the sport of swimming, and they've done that, you know, racing suits, championship suits, you know, even the advent of goggles along. I'm taking you way back, but it comes down to hard work. You know, it's like any record. Once there's a record, a standard set, somebody else is going to come along and work harder and beat that. And it's kudos to these kids on this team, because our swimmers are actually continuing to hit personal best times. And I know when you reach the college level, that's very difficult to do. And our kids, their attitudes, it's all about the mental and the physical, and they put everything they have into it. And we're seeing success. We've already broke some team records mid-season. So it's going to be a great championship.
Mm-hmm. And how important is just attitude and, you know, being a cheerleader for your teammates? Because the sport, a little bit like track and field, is so individually based, but you're part of a team at the same time, and sometimes the rising tide lifts all boats, so to speak. But, Sean, how do you see it from your perspective and being a leader and making sure that, you know, everyone else in the team is feeling as strong as possible?
Yeah, attitude is definitely everything. Jeff talked a little bit about it before. Our season goes from August to the end of February. So just making sure that everyone has a positive attitude is something really important, because during that dull spot from October to November, if you kind of have a negative attitude, it's just going to make the rest of the season really tough. So maintaining that positive attitude is the most important thing that you can do.
And, you know, one thing about IM is, you know, of course you do all four disciplines, and I think I've had IMers tell me you can tell who the good breaststrokers are based on that breaststroke right. portion. And you guys both swim that breaststroke part, but can you tell sometimes, okay, I'm swimming against somebody who this is not their specialty. They might be good at the backstroke or the freestyle, but, you know, I got them on this part.
Yeah, breaststroke is definitely where you tell. It's a very easy part of the race in the IM to tell who's good and who's bad at it. It's the third 50, so the people that aren't quite as good as breaststrokers tend to fall back during that race, and the ones that are really just take off.
Caroline, do you have any goals here for you as you go into your last month swimming? I know it's probably hard to believe that there's 1 month left in your college career, but what do you have in front of you that you'd like to accomplish?
Definitely. I think I just want to, like, go personal best at Patriots. Like, it's pretty crazy to think about, like, going best times at 22 when I, like, started swimming at 5, so to go a best time in every race would be awesome. So I would say that's our main goal. And we always like to go down there with the goal of breaking a couple of relay records as well. So I would love to see the team do that.
Coach, you've got senior day coming up here on Saturday against Springfield. 9 seniors on your team, including these two. What have the seniors meant to your program? I know you were able to see them a couple of years ago when you first came on as an assistant, but now as the head coach, what have they meant for you guys, especially in your first year as the head coach?
Yeah, this is a great group of kids. The 9 that will be stepping away in a short period of time, they were sophomores when I first started with the program, and just to watch them mature in the pool, but then also watch them mature as individuals was really that's the one thing as a coach that brought me to coaching is to especially college coaching is to see the maturity that develops over 4 years. Every year the team dynamic is different, and I think this particular year it's a special group, from the freshman all the way on up to the senior leadership group we have.
Barry Parento retired, and he was honored earlier this year at a meet, and I know that there's been a fund honored in his name for the men's swimming and diving and women's swimming and diving programs, and they'll be raising money for that as they have all season long. If you could tell us a little bit more about that effort and about that fund.
Yeah. Barry and his father both coached here, so I am very privileged to be the first non-Parento coach in over 70 years here at Holy Cross.
That's amazing.
For the swimming program. Mm-hmm. So we started – we have a – Holy Cross has a fall homecoming and a spring homecoming, and fall homecoming is when we started this drive to raise money in honor of Barry, and our end goal is to try to raise enough money to name something around the pool in his honor. So we're continually taking donations, and it helps our program. And we've been very fortunate this year in the additional dollars we were able to raise. We were able to provide additional equipment such as deck parkas for the kids, and we're giving them championship swimsuits this year, which they haven't had before. But Barry's a special guy, and he's still around the pool quite often. He comes up and swims and takes a shower. that's the one thing Barry likes to do. So he's still very involved with the program, but he's taken a step back and he's let me kind of take the helm. But he taught me a lot in the 2 years that I worked with him, not just about swimming, but about life. And we miss him, but he's still around.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Finally, senior day this weekend against Springfield. What are your expectations?
Oh, 2 W's.
There we go. Yeah. It's a good way to go into it.
Yep, and I have a little side goal that we want to try to break some of our pool records this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Never a bad thing, right? All right, well, thank you so much for coming on. Best of luck here this weekend. And, of course, at Patriot League Championships, Caroline Boddy, Sean Severson, and Coach Jeff Barlock.
Thanks for having us.
Folks, remember, you can still, if you still love to shoot hoops as well as play on the company softball team, you want to stay strong and injury-free all year long, UMass Memorial Healthcare's orthopedic experts help you stay active and get back in the game when injuries occur. Their all-star team of orthopedic physicians and staff provides the highest caliber of clinical expertise in the region with new locations in Worcester, Milford, Marlboro, Leominster, and the newly expanded location in Westboro. The care you need with the convenience you deserve. Call 855-UMass-MD today to learn more or schedule an appointment. UMass Memorial Healthcare is the official sports medicine provider of Holy Cross Crusaders. We'll take a break and come back. Bring in the head coach, Bill Gibbons, of the women's basketball team and freshman Avery LaBarbera. You're listening to the Crusaders Coaches Show on 1440 WEEI.
JMB Financial Advisors are proud to be a part of Holy Cross Athletics. JMB Financial Advisors, LLC, providers of intelligent capital for real estate investors, developers, and owners. JMB Financial Advisors can be found on the web at jmbfinancialadvisors.com. Or you can contact Steve Lovelett, Class of 78, the College of the Holy Cross, by email at lovelett@jmb.com.
At Big Y, we believe our selection of products need to be as diverse as the customers who shop here. Whether you're a gluten-free guru in search of snacks, cereals, and recipes, or an organic aficionado looking for all-natural beverages, meats, and cleaners, we'll give you a variety of options that are second to none. So stop by Big Y to find out what we have in store for you and discover all the other ways we make our store your store each and every day. It's no big surprise. It's my Big Y.
Holy Cross students and Crusaders fans, when on Mount St. James enjoying games or on the road following your favorite Crusaders teams, make sure to quench your thirst and refuel with Pepsi, Gatorade, Mountain Dew Kickstart, and Starbucks products, all of which are available in the Luth Athletic Complex, all over campus on the College of the Holy Cross, and in stores everywhere. Pepsi, delicious, refreshing Pepsi, the proud official soft drink of Holy Cross Crusaders Athletics. Go Crusaders!
The Hilton Garden Inn Worcester is the official hotel of Holy Cross Athletics, located in the heart of downtown Worcester at 35 Major Taylor Boulevard, next to the DCU Center. Hilton Garden Inn allows you to sleep deep, work smart, eat well, stay fit, and treat yourself with satisfaction guaranteed. Whether you're looking to book a space for your next business meeting or are in town watching the Crusaders, book your stay at the Hilton Garden Inn Worcester. Call today 508-753-5700. Hilton Garden Inn Worcester, the official hotel of Holy Cross Athletics.
Now, back to the Holy Cross Crusaders Coaches Show on Sports Radio 1440 WEEI.
Welcome back to the Crusader Coaches Show, presented by JMB Financial, live from Crossroads at the Hogan Campus Center at the College of the Holy Cross. And we are joined now by the head coach for the women's basketball program, Bill Gibbons, and his freshman star, Avery LaBarbera. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on what's been a good start to the season here. Of course, 10-7 overall, good in the non-conference, and what have been your thoughts of the way things have gone so far, Coach?
Well, thanks. Good to be with you, Alex. We had a really good non-conference schedule and started out slowly in the Patriot League, slower than we would have liked, but I think the main thing is we learned some lessons in those losses and learned some valuable lessons, and it's not how you start, particularly in a one-bid league like the Patriot League. It's how you finish. And no matter what, it's going to come down to three games in March and who's playing the best basketball then. I've been doing this long enough to know that. But it's been rocky, but I would rather hopefully get those losses out and learn from them early and start playing better, as we did Saturday in a big win over BU. So I think we're moving in the right direction. There's a lot of basketball left, but most importantly, I think Avery and her teammates have learned how we have to play tangible-wise and intangible-wise on the court in order to get more Patriot League victories.
And Avery, you've gotten off to a great start here. What have been your impressions of playing Division I college basketball and the way that you've played here the first couple of months of the season?
Yeah, the transition, it was a little like rough at first with practices just because the pace, and the girls were so much bigger and stronger. But I think my AAU experience and high school experience, I've been playing against Division I players my whole life. So coming into college, yes, it was a little bit of adjustment, but I think that I've adjusted pretty well, and thanks to the coaches and especially my teammates pushing me in practice every day.
You mentioned the good start in the non-conference, Coach. What do you think has been different about this year versus previous years? This is the best start since the 13-14 season out of conference with that 8-3 record.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked that, because in the longer I'm in this business, I've been blessed with some great girls in 34 years, all great girls, really. They all got along, but there's a difference when the connection is there. All teams get along, you know, but the really good teams connect with each other, not only off the court, but it carries over on the court. And I think that's one of the things. And I credit our freshmen, a couple of them are here today, Kelly Petro and Maddie Dembski and Alucia Zema and Avery, have kind of infused an energy, I like to call it an intangible, that they've really just gotten along well. They've added a little spark to the team and a little connection to the team, and that's as easy as I can say it. I can't really put my finger on one thing, but they all love the game. They all get along with each other, and I think it's infused that energy into this team. And to a person, everyone that I see says, this is a fun team to watch. This is a fun team to watch. And usually winning teams and connected teams are fun teams to watch. So it might sound like an intangible or it might sound corny, but certainly I think the freshman class is a big reason that we're playing better and playing as a team this year.
Well, you talk about that chemistry, and you're right, it can be difficult to really to measure, but you know, when you do have those losses, it makes learning from those losses probably a bit easier, and you gain more from a game that you don't win than with a team that, you know, it doesn't have that same level.
Right, and You know, these girls all want to win to a person, and we had some good team bonding things, and that's it. The winning part is the fun. But how are you going to be connected when you're? It's easy when you're up 20 against Loyola. Everyone can be connected, and the huddles can be great. But we've talked recently about how you're going to be when it's, you know, BU, and they've come back and tied it, and now there's three to go, and how are you going to be in those huddles? And Avery's our quarterback, and Smitty's our other senior guard, and. You know, you can't really be a forward and be a leader. The quarterback in football is your leader. The point guard in basketball is your leader. So we've talked about responding to Avery, responding to Smitty, and that's what great teams do. So, again, if maybe it'll all be in my book, but that connection of responding to each other on the court and Avery being an extension of me on the court as a head coach is really important.
And for those that maybe haven't paid as much attention to the women's team here this season, Avery LaBarbera, 5'6" freshman from Harrison, New York, Westchester County there. Terrific start to your season, 12 points per game, second on the team with 48 assists. And, you know, I think that you're certainly picking up that recognition around the league with being named Patriot League Rookie of the Week three times already. Have you noticed that teams are saying, okay, she's pretty good, we need to focus on her? And how have you dealt with some of that attention on the court?
Yeah, definitely it's been different. Like, the college game, obviously there's scouts and game plans. So the first couple games, it was great. No one really knew, you know, who I was. But I think that's just pushing me to, you know, open up my game even more and finding new ways to score, finding new ways to get my teammates open, because teams are starting to take away, like, my weaknesses. And, you know, I'm just trying to do anything I can to help my teammates, and then put the ball in the basket is our main goal.
And your coach talked about being a leader on this team. And, you know, that's a tricky spot to be in, because, you know, you're a talented player, but you're still getting to know what it's like in your first year. And as you know, freshmen run the gambit sometimes, and this is where you start to figure out, okay, what can I do at the college level, what can I not? But from a leadership perspective, how have you been able to step into that role being in your first season?
Yeah, I mean, my whole life I was a quarterback, I was a point guard, so coming into this team, like, I didn't think I was going to be the starting point guard, but it just took time and trust. Like, my teammates really trust me now, and, like, we could see it on the court. And like Coach said, me and Madeline Smith are the quarterbacks out there. We're running the show. So I think that our huddles and my team trusting me is, like, the number one thing.
Just to add to that, the longer I'm in this business, the intangible, certainly when you're recruiting, you have to have girls with tangible that can play Division I, but the intangibles are maybe more important, and that's something I look for really in this class. And when I recruited Avery, I called her the best teammate in America when I saw her play in AAU. And I said that to my staff. She's the best teammate in America as far as picking people up. And I think that's infectious, and I think her teammates have respected that. So I hate to compare, but we had a guard, Anna Kinney, and those out there in Radio Land and on Facebook might remember Anna Kinney was a terrific player that came in and started as a freshman point guard and had all those intangibles. Well, Avery reminded me of Anna Kinney. And, I mean, that's a great comparison. She probably doesn't know that because she didn't see Anna play. But it's a great comparison when you have a player that has those intangibles as well as the tangibles and instantly gains the respect of the team, then you can have a freshman point guard that's, your quarterback.
We're here with Bill Gibbons, the women's basketball head coach, and Avery LaBarbera, freshman on the team. You had 23 points in the win over BU over the weekend, and you guys have won two of your last three games here in conference play. Walk us through the game on Saturday and what you guys were able to do against the Terriers, which is always a big game, of course.
Yeah, so prior to the BU game, we had lost at Navy, and that was a really tough one. That stung. And I think that's mostly because the huddles on the court, the way we connected, was not great. And I think that our meetings in practice and outside of practice, like, we really focus on positive communication, positive intangibles on the court, and I think that really carried over on BU. And we were extremely focused on both ends of the court, and I think that's why we won. And we stuck together. Like Coach said, BU made a really big run in the third or fourth quarter, and usually we would back down, but I think that we, like, stood up, stayed together, and we got the win.
I want to give a shout-out to Andrea and Mark Bernier, too, who hosted my wife's had kidney stones, Lisa, so she couldn't host the Christmas party. So after that Navy game, they had us over for the Christmas party, and the girls were singing along and had their Secret Santa. And that was the whole point of my sermon the next day, that we connected so well at Mark and Andrea's. Well, it doesn't mean a hill of beans if you don't connect on the court. And I think they got the message, and I just feel a better connection on the court, and that's going to win a lot of games down the stretch when you're connected like that. So thanks to Mark and Andrea. I owe them.
You guys have a game tomorrow, 6 o'clock, against Army West Point. If you can't make it out to the game will be carried on NESN Plus, and this weekend's game as well will be on NESN. Just the exposure for the program is great for you guys to be able to be on all over New England.
Great for women's basketball, great for our program. When Brendan Sullivan told me we have 7 or 8 games on NESN and NESN Plus, shout out to Chris B, who I know made it happen. But I've had so many people say, I saw you play on NESN, or I saw you play on NESN Plus, so many coaches. It's just been great for the game of basketball, but especially for Holy Cross women's basketball, getting out there recruiting-wise. So shout out to NESN and NESN Plus for promoting the great game of women's basketball.
Finally, we'd be remiss if we talked about your team and didn't bring up your star junior, Lauren Manis, who was the preseason player of the year. She's having another terrific season, 6th in Division I in double-doubles, 4th in rebounds per game with 9, had a 20-11 performance. Tell us about her season and how she's grown and continues to grow.
Yeah, she continues to grow, and teams are going to double-team her and triple-team her, and she's got to know that you know, we had 4 players in double figures and the other day with Avery and Megan and Smitty and Lauren, and we're certainly not a one-person team. So, but Lauren has had a terrific year, and the nice thing the other day was she got the homecoming MVP. Megan got the Turnpike trophy, and then we have a shield that we give, and Avery got that for being the outstanding that represent the shield. So we had 3 players get pretty major awards in that game, and it could have been a 4th or a 5th. It was a team victory. So if we can be every game like that where different players are getting the accolades, we'll win a lot of games, and that's what we're hoping for.
So a reminder, Holy Cross women's basketball back in action at the Hart Center tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, taking on Army West Point. For more information and to get your tickets, go to GoHolyCross.com. Bill Gibbons, head coach of the women's team. Avery LaBarba, star freshman. Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex. Thank you. Just a quick shout-out for February 2nd is our pink game, too, at 1 o'clock. That's the next time we're home after tomorrow. So
that's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday, 1 o'clock. Be there. Think pink and raise some money for a great cause.
So we'll see you here coming up. Few games on campus.
Sounds
thanks so
good.
Much.
Thank you.
Well, that'll do it for us here tonight. We will be back here next Tuesday at 7 o'clock here from the Hogan Campus Center here on the campus of the College of the Holy Cross. You have been listening to the Crusader Coaches Show brought to you by JMB Financial on 1440 WEEI. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Crusaders Coaches Show presented by JMB Financial Advisors, providing custom capital solutions. We hope you'll join us next time from the Hogan Campus Center at the College of the Holy Cross and listen live on Sports Radio 1440 WEEI. This has been an exclusive presentation of Crusader Sports Properties and Outfront Media Sports. Crusader Sports Properties is a division of Outfront Media Sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.